We're starting in Hebrews and then going back to Romans, which is the book of the Bible that we've been studying for the last several months and probably will be there for the next year, 2 years. We're really getting in-depth in the book of Romans, very excited about that. But we're starting out with a theme that we'll see in Romans chapter 4 that is also in Romans chapter 11. Are you ready? Everybody ready to get into God's Word? Romans chapter 11, verse 17 says, by faith, everyone say, by faith. By faith, Abraham, who are we talking about? By faith, Abraham, when he was tested. That's a part of it, folks. That's a part of the Christian walk, sometimes to be tested, right? Sometimes we think, where are you, God? What are you doing, God? Those are times of testing. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. Who was Isaac? His son. He offered him up. Now, if you don't know the full context of that, we're talking as a sacrifice. Can you imagine? There was animal sacrifice. Now, he was offering up as a human sacrifice. And that doesn't make sense, right? Sometimes the experiences that you have don't make sense. God told him, give me your son, offer him up as a sacrifice. And he offered him up, and it says, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. So this wasn't just his son, that would be tough enough, but he was also the son of the promise. He represented the promise of God. So when he was offering up Isaac, he was offering up the one that was so dear to him, but also he was offering up the promise of God. God said, I gave it to you, I could take it away. If I asked you to give it back, would you give it back? Abraham, by faith, said, yes, I will give it back. How did Abraham get this faith? Look at verse 19. He considered that God was able even to raise him, speaking of Isaac, from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. If you don't know the story, God told Abraham, you know the son I gave you, the son of promise? Offer him up as a sacrifice. He took him to this mountain that God instructed him to take him, held up the knife, was ready to bring it down, and an angel of the Lord said, don't do it. Stopped his hand, midair. Stopped his hand, said, don't do it. And then God said to him, I now know that you fear the Lord. I now know that you are fully having faith in Almighty God. And it was a beautiful example to us as well. And then God, figuratively speaking, did give him back from the dead. I want to ask you, where did Abraham, how many of you have faith that God can raise people from the dead? How many of you have that faith, okay? Where did you get that faith? Where did Abraham get the faith that God could raise people from the dead? And that's where we'll go back to Romans chapter 4. And I want you to go back there with me. Turn to Romans chapter 4 if you have your Bible. And if not, we'll look at it here on the screen. Verse 19 through 22. He is Abraham. Same person being talked about. First in Hebrews, New Testament book of Hebrews, now in the New Testament book of Romans, we're talking about Abraham. So we'll put in place of it, he, Abraham. Abraham did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old. If you know the story, he hadn't yet had a son, but God had promised him a son. He considered himself at 100 to be out of the running. There's no gold medal for me at age 100. I'm not going to win in the Olympics, okay? There's no way that I'm going to be able to have a son. Also, my wife, Sarah, is 90 years old. How many of you know 90-year-olds who have babies, okay? So you know this is a miracle, right? And all this time she had been barren. Never had she been able to conceive, give birth to a child. And it says here, Abraham did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body. Now, some people I know say, you know, I'm sick, but I'm not going to confess that I'm sick. Abraham confessed that he was sick. Let's get real with each other. I hear some Christians talk, and they sound like Christian Science people, like I'm not sick. Yes, you are. You're sick. If you're sick, that's not a poor confession of faith. What your good confession of faith is, I'm sick, my body's as good as dead, but Sarah is barren, but God is able. But God is able. God is able to make the sick well. God is able to make the dead alive. God is able to make the barren fruitful. Can you say amen? So Abraham did not weaken in his faith. He recognized my body is what it is. He recognized that Sarah's womb is what it is. But look at verse 20. There we go. Perfect. No distrust made him waver. Can you imagine how long he had to wait for that promise? But he didn't waver in his faith. He didn't waver. And it was a matter of trust. Sometimes the reason why we don't believe is because we don't trust God. But he trusted God. He says, I trust you, God, and so therefore I'm not wavering concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Verse 22. We'll come back to 20 and 21. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. Can we go back to verse 20 and 21 there? I want to ask you the question, because it says that Abraham gave glory to God. How can you give glory to God? How can you give glory to God? Some people say the way I can give glory to God is to give him my offering, to give him my service, to give him my life. I want to say this. The greatest way that you can give glory to God is what this scripture says. Depend upon him in full trust that leads to confident faith. It says, no distress made Abraham waver concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Let me make sure you're getting this. How is it that Abraham was able to offer his son on that altar? I don't know that I could do that. How was he able to do that? How was he able to believe that God could raise him from the dead? You know how? Because he had already seen God do it. His body was as good as dead. His wife's womb was barren. But God still gave the son a promise. And if God could do that, then he could do this. And so as a result of knowing that God is good all the time, knowing that God is good all the time, he didn't waver in his faith. But he fully trusted God, had faith in God. The greatest way. Do you see that in verse 20? No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, that he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God. This whole service is about giving glory to God. This whole service is going to be about giving glory to God. But some people might say, I don't know the songs. I don't have a good voice. I don't raise my hands. I don't do what other people do. Or I don't feel like it. I feel really down. How can I sing songs when I got so much pressure in my mind and in my soul? I feel downcast and all that. The number one way for you to begin to give glory to God is just to fully depend upon him. Depend upon his promise. Depend upon his promise to love you, his promise to save you. We said that the way that we don't boast in ourselves is to recognize that God is our creator. We didn't create ourselves. We can't save ourselves. He is our Savior. So all throughout this service, you can say, God, it's not me, it's not any other human being I trust. God, you're the creator, you're the savior, and I'm going to depend upon you for my life and for my eternal life. I'm going to give God glory. Can you say amen to that?